This is Jim Field, and that's as good as it gets. This is your Nishna Valley here for this weekend. Welcome in, everyone. Stacy Linfer is a little under the weather, having some vocal problems. Seems like everybody in the house, at least all the children, seem to be ill these days. Kind of seems like it's that way around a lot of parts of the Nishna Valley here these last few weeks. I guess the last grasp for winter, at least the illness part of winter, bouncing around the area. A lot of folks suffering a little bit under the weather. We've had a few others here in the office that have gone through a little illness here recently, and Stacy going through that here the latter part of this week. So, voice is a little rough. You can't really understand much of what she's saying. Oh, I'll stay away from the jokes there. But she, anyway, it just wouldn't have been ideal to have her on the air with us here this weekend. So we'll just take care of the business for you here this weekend. Hey, before we get started on some of the things going on around the area, here's something that they hope will happen during the Tivoli Fest weekend up in Elkhorn, coming up here not too far down the road. That's the weekend of Memorial Day, the real big first weekend of the summer season. And the old girls basketball coach there, Rod Hoig, got a hold of us all and said, hey, here's what I'd like to do. Well, he'd like to put together a 6-on-6 girls basketball exhibition. You remember 6-on-6. That's back when girls actually played girls basketball. Now they just play boys basketball. But when they were playing 6-on-6 girls basketball, it was a fast-paced, fun, high-scoring game. And a lot of kids really enjoyed it. A lot of fans really enjoyed it. You can tell by the looks of the old photos. And for those of us that remember 6-on-6, by the size of the crowds that they used to draw down at the state basketball tournament, and not even just that, but in local gymnasiums. So many people used to go out and watch the girls battle on game nights. There used to be lines in some places. An hour before they opened the doors, there'd be a line of people down the sidewalk waiting to get in for some of those games. It was a fun time. It's hard to draw crowds like that these days, but they're going to see if they can draw a crowd and get some the old basketball players together during the Tivoli Fest weekend in Elkhorn, and get a fun 6-on-6 thing going. So they're putting out a call for players, for officials, for coaches, for others who can help out with scoring and scoreboard operating and all that kind of stuff. It takes a lot of people to do this, but they're hoping they can get enough volunteers to come together and have some fun. I know Rod said there are so many communities around the area that had so much success and so much fun with girls six-player basketball, places like Elkhorn, Kimbleton, Atlantic, Walnut, Exira, Shelby Tennant, Manning, Manila, Harlan, Irwin Kirkman, Avoha, Audubon, Tri-Center. I know those aren't necessarily the names of the schools and whatever now, but back in the day, they had a lot of fun playing basketball at the 6-on-6 style, and they're hoping to be able to do some of that again. So they're hoping to have some fun. An exhibition, put some teams together. Perhaps these communities will each be able to come up with teams. Don't have to be a former star 6-on-6 player. You can just be a former 6-on-6 player and get together and have a good time with that and bring back some memories. So if you are someone who might be interested in doing that, Coach Hoig is asking you to contact him. You can do it by email. His address is rsh215@hotmail.com. You can also call him as well. Rod's cell phone number is 515-249-8335. That's 515-249-8335. And again, not just players, but they're also looking for volunteers to act as officials, PA announcers, scoreboard operators, scorekeepers. All these folks are asked to get a hold of Coach Hoig as well. And if there's any money raised from that, it'll go toward Tivoli Fest or the Exira EHK Activity Fund as well to help out some of those things. So it sounds like it could be a lot of fun. You'd actually be introducing a whole new generation to 6-on-6 girls basketball, to the six-player game. You know, for some of us, it seems like it was just yesterday, and it's hard to believe it's been gone so long, but the six-player game for girls basketball hasn't been played in Iowa in over 20 years now. It's an entire generation that missed out on enjoying what was a lot of fun to watch. So if you'd like to be a part of that, give Coach Hoig a call or ship him an email, and he'll get you situated there. They hope to have enough folks to have a fun exhibition with that. It's not really going to be a tournament necessarily, just an exhibition, and hopefully some fun. There were a lot of good basketball players around here. Oh, my goodness. We had some of the best the state had to offer. You know, the fun thing, I think the most enjoyable part of six-player girls basketball was, is that some of the best players and some of the best teams, they didn't come from the big schools. A lot of times they came from the smaller schools. It seemed like so many different schools had a chance to be able to compete. And, of course, for a long time, it was just a Sweet 16. Regardless of class, you were crowned state champion. It's not like it is now where you have five different state champions at the different levels. It was one state champ. You were able to raise the banner and say, we were the best. And we had a lot of fun teams and fun players to watch over the years here in Southwest Iowa. So it would be a lot of fun to see some of those players back again. I know we're all getting older. The knees aren't the same. The bones creak a little. It's a little tougher to get loosened up before a game. We might move a little slower and not jump quite as high. It doesn't matter. You still have fun. So hope you get a chance to get out and enjoy some of that. You know, this is the time of the year when folks start turning their attention to a lot of outdoors things. One of those things is maybe some projects out of doors. One of the things you should remember is the Iowa One Call system. You do need to call Iowa One Call at least 48 hours before you dig in any way, shape, or form. And that's for homeowners, private residents, businesses, construction, whatever. Anytime you plan to dig, it's necessary to call Iowa One Call. That doesn't matter what you're doing. If you're installing a fence or putting in trees or shrubs, building a patio, a deck, an addition, a garage, an outdoor shed, anything like that, putting in a new driveway, a septic system, a water drainage system, doing any terracing or landscaping, anytime you're going to be digging down in the dirt, they do ask that you give these folks a call so they can make sure that you don't cut into all of those things that are underground these days. It's real easy. It's 811 is the telephone number. If you want to call, they'll have a list of information that you need to give to make that locate, and then they'll get out and have the locate company take care of that. And if you're going to be out in some particular area of your land, just to say, well, we're going to do it in the southeast corner, might not necessarily be enough. One of the best ways to do that is to get some white paint and white line the area. Just get a can of white spray paint and go out. If you're going to put up a shed, for example, say, let's just go out in that area and mark that area where it's going to be. That'll be a lot easier, and then they can flag and paint just that area for the locate instead of doing it all over the place. You know, they'll put paint or flags out, and they all have something to do. The different colors have something to do with the different types of lines that are underground. And, you know, you have to be remember that you are liable if you don't call Iowa One Call and you cut something open. There are problems there, too. So make sure you make that call. 811 is the telephone number. You can also go online to iowaonecall.com, and that will also allow you to be able to put that information in and request the locate so that you'll be safe and not tear anything up when it comes time to do those projects here this spring. Well, we have a lot of activities and things going on, and a whole lot of things happening here in the area the next, few weeks or so as we get into the, I guess we're into the meat of spring now, aren't we? Going to come up on the end of April here this next week and turn the corner into May, and, well, you know what May means? We oftentimes think of, like, December as being some of the busiest time of the year with the holidays and what have you and stuff. I honestly think May is the busiest month of the year. And I'm not too sure in my mind anything else is close. You stop and think about all the things going on in the month of May. I mean, aside from Mother's Day and Memorial Day weekend, which of course show up on the calendar, you've got so many of the spring sports championships during the month of May, the season's winding down to a close. On top of that, school is getting ready to finish up. So you're going to have graduations and what have you going on this time of the year. You know, you start to get a lot of weddings and things happening. And it's also kind of busy time for a lot of the students, too. Just because they're graduating doesn't mean things are winding down completely. A lot of them are starting to gear up for the next step in their lives, perhaps college for the graduates, things like that. So May is just such an incredibly busy month of the year. So you need to really kind of keep a calendar on things, and I guess Daily Diary is an easy way to do that too here on KJAN. But let's take a look at some of the activities and things going on here in the coming days in the Nishna Valley. First of all, coming up this Monday, April 27th, a Red Cross blood drive will be held here in Atlantic. That'll be from 8:30 in the morning until 2:30 in the afternoon, and that's going to be held at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. That's this coming Monday. Also coming up on Monday, the Cam North Preschool Head Start and Lollipop Preschool screenings will be held. This will be open to children who will be 3 or 4 years of age by September 15th. Each child will have screenings completed, including vision, hearing, health, dental, and developmental screenings. Now, those screenings will run from 2 until 5 p.m., and each appointment will last about 30 minutes. Now, appointments are available, but they are not required. If you'd like to schedule an appointment or you have any questions, you can call Kay at the school at 712-762-3343. Also coming up this week, the Atlantic Public Library's semi-annual book sale will be held. Now, it'll be on Tuesday from 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., this Wednesday from 9:30 a.m. until 8 p.m., and then coming up also this Thursday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. There'll be lots of great bargains. Lots of folks have contributed books that they've no longer have a use for in their home. Of course, there are also some books and materials that are pretty much out of circulation now for the library. They rotate those things out, and those will be for sale as well. That's run by the Friends of the Atlantic Public Library to help out support some of the activities and things at the library. Again, that semi-annual book sale is this Tuesday, April 28th, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., this Wednesday, April 29th, from 9:30 a.m. until 8 p.m., and this Thursday, April 30th, from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. Also coming up on Friday, May 1st, the Atlantic BPO Doe's Rummage Sale will be held. That'll be from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Elks Lodge here at 501 Poplar Street in Atlantic. They do ask that you use the rear north door. That's the Atlantic BPO Doe's Rummage Sale. That's coming up Friday, May 1st. Also, the Atlantic Citywide Garage Sales will be held May 1st from 2 until 6 p.m. And then also on Saturday, May 2nd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. They'll have maps available at Casey's, Fairway, and Hy-Vee. If you'd like to have a sale, the cost is $10 for one day or $15 for both days. And you can get a hold of Becky Bonney at 712-254-0838 for more information. Again, Becky's number is 712-254-0838. Also, Peace Haven's annual May Day Butterflies and Breakfast will be held on Friday, May 1st from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. in the Peace Haven Retirement Home Dining Room in Walnut. Everyone is welcome. It's presented by the Peace Haven Women's Auxiliary. Also, Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Walnut, the Plants, Garden, Treasures, and Bake Sale will be held Friday, May 1st from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m., and again on Saturday, May 2nd from 8 a.m. until noon. Mother's Day planters, hanging baskets, bedding plants, vegetables, and mulch will all be available. The church is located at 903 Antique City Drive in Walnut. Hope you can stop by on those days. Also, the Atlantic Church of the Nazarene will have their revival services on May 1st through 3rd with Frank Tiller and Linda and Larry Falk. Now, the Friday, May 1st service is at 7 p.m. Saturday, May 2nd will also be at 7 p.m. And then Sunday, May 3rd, the service will be at 10:40 a.m. If you have any questions, you can call these folks at 243-3126. That's 243-3126. Also coming up on Saturday, May 2nd, a moped safety class will be held. That'll be at the Farm Bureau Insurance Building in Atlantic. Cost is $40. If you'd like to register, call 243-6343. That's 243-6343 to register. Also, you can help Ron Shipley in his fight against lung cancer. All donations will go to Ron to help defray the cost of his treatment. Now, donation canisters have been placed at Hy-Vee, Fairway, Debtors, Capels, and all three Casey's and other Atlantic businesses. You can also give directly to the Ron Shipley Medical Fund at Great Western Bank in Atlantic. And for more information, you can contact Sherry Telly at 243-4861 or Kathy Kearns at 243-1109. And there's a group called the Friends of Ron Shipley who is organizing that event. Good for them. Also, the Lewis Citywide Garage Sales will be held on Saturday, May 2nd. That'll be from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. There'll be some Early Bird Friday sales as well. The Griswold United Methodist Women's Annual May Breakfast will be held on May 2nd. That's at 100 Cass Street in Griswold at 9:30 a.m. Hats will be presented by Robin Drake. The Audubon Exira Brayton Highway 71 Community Garage Sale will be held May 2nd from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. There are free maps available on April 30th at the Audubon, Exira, and Brayton local businesses, and you can also look for the orange flags. A retail sidewalk sales will also be held during the garage sale, weather permitting, so check the individual businesses, and watch for early bird sales on Friday evening. Now, there'll be crafts, small appliances, toys, adult and children's clothing, furniture, bake sale items, and much more. Now, it's sponsored by the Audubon Chamber of Commerce, the Exira Community Club, and the Brayton Community Club. Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Walnut. We mentioned the plants, garden treasures, and bake sale. That'll continue on Saturday as well from 8 a.m. until noon. Also, coming up on Sunday, May 3rd, the Adair County Historical Society's Chicken and Biscuit Dinner will be held from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The cost is $8 for adults, $5 for children 5 through 12, and kids under 5 are free. They will also be serving a vegetable, slaw, cranberry sauce, bars, pie, and beverage. It'll be held at the Adair County Historical Museum in Greenfield for those who are interested. Also, one other note, this is a little further out. The Nishna Valley Family YMCA Baseball and Softball League is from May 11th through June 18th. Games will be Monday through Thursdays. Sign-up was going on earlier, but there's a cleanup day that they had scheduled for yesterday or for earlier this week. But that didn't happen, so they'll hope to get that rescheduled for you. But if you do have any questions about the Boys League, Dustin McLaren is the guy to call. And the Girls League, Nathan DeArmond is the fella to get a hold of. So look for AtlanticLittleLeague.org online where you can find more information. And, of course, during the season, any cancellations or rescheduling information will be put together there as well. So plenty of things to look for there. So let's look at some of those activities going on here in the area. We do have some other activities going on here in the area very soon as well. In fact, coming up this weekend, the Griswold High School National Honor Society will be conducting a food drive for the Lord's Cupboard from 2 until 3:30 this Sunday, April 26th. What will happen is students during that time will be soliciting for canned vegetables, canned fruit, and boxed meals like Hamburger Helper in Lewis, Griswold, and Elliott in the Griswold Community School District. So they're just asking folks to help fill up the cupboard with some food for the folks who are in need. That's the Griswold Honor Society Lord's Cupboard Food Drive. That's again this Sunday, April 26th from 2 until 3:30. If you can leave out those items or help them when they come by your home, they would certainly appreciate anything that you can do for those folks. Also now coming up this next weekend should be a nice evening of old-time rock and roll, a little country, a little something for everyone, actually, if you're into music and you like live music, and who doesn't. The Blue Tones Reunion Show will be held at the Cass County Community Center. And again, that's coming up on Saturday, May the 2nd. Doors opening at 6:30. They'll have music going on all throughout the evening with a whole bunch of entertainers. They've got Vance Monday, Carlene Crom, Darren Chumley, Ray Armstrong, Harold Powell, Lloyd Messenger, Jim and Kathy Wymore, Bailey Marie, Paul Fay, Bob and Sheila Everhart. And then you've got your headliners as well. Phil Vandal with a little country sound coming for you out of Missouri. Phil's a traveling fellow who's been doing a lot of regional work and has some of his original music he'll be performing along with some cover tunes as well. You'll enjoy that. He's a very, very talented fellow. And Richie Lee will be presenting some of that old-time rock and roll. You might remember Richie Lee. He's performed around these parts many, many times over the years. He's still a young fellow. He's been performing, I think, since he was about 12 years old. He started out doing some really neat stuff. Some old-time stuff as he was having a lot of fun with it, and now he's kind of branched out doing a lot of old-time rock and roll. So if you enjoy that, Richie Lee is the guy to see, and he'll be at the Cass County Community Center Saturday, May 2nd. Again, doors open at 6:30. Charlene Johnson will be providing food. $10 is the price. You can get your tickets at the door, and any of the proceeds that are raised from this event will actually go to help out the homeless. It'll go to the Table of Mercy Breakfast Club. That's a group from here in southwest Iowa who heads to Omaha on a very regular basis to help feed and clothe the homeless. So if you can help those folks out, they'd appreciate it. And that's how you can, by stopping by and enjoying the great music and great entertainment. Again, that's Saturday, May 2nd at the Cass County Community Center. Tickets are $10 if you'd like to participate. And let's see, what else do we have going on here in the area? A couple of alumni events coming up here very soon. The Cam Anita Alumni Banquet will be held on Saturday, May 23rd. That'll be at the Cam High School in Anita. There'll be a happy hour with a cash bar from 3 to 5:30 at the Crestwood Hills Golf Course Clubhouse. Then doors at the high school will open at 4 o'clock with a brisket meal served at 6 o'clock. Now, they're having a silent auction this year to help raise money for scholarships as well. Now, anyone who graduated from Anita or CAM is welcome at the banquet. They will be honoring the 25, 50, 55, 60, 65, and 70-year anniversary classes. And after the banquet, it's very likely folks may gather again at the Crestwood Hills Golf Course to visit one more time. Now, you still have time to make your reservations. They're $16 if you make them before May 15th or $20 after May 15th. You can contact Janet Maynard in Anita. Now, walk-ins are also welcome, but the best way to get a hold of someone is call Janet Maynard at 712-762-3174. That's 712-762-3174. If you'd like to know more or get yourself registered for the Anita CAM Alumni Banquet. Also, the class of 1990 will be hosting this year's Adair Casey 55th Annual Alumni Banquet and Meeting, and that'll be held Saturday, May 23rd at the Adair Casey High School. Now, the dinner will be catered by the Litterdale Country Store. It'll include ham, chicken, beef, potatoes, a vegetable, salads, and dessert. Cost of tickets is $15 per person in advance, and the advance ticket sales for that event end on May 13th. They'll have a limited number of tickets at the door, $20 each will be the cost there. Now, you can get your tickets locally at the Exchange State Bank, Fay Pharmacy, and Rolling Hills Bank in Adair, or in Casey at the Rolling Hills Bank and at the insurance store. Or you can get them by sending a self-addressed stamped envelope by May 13th to Marcy Wilrich, P.O. Box 165 in Adair, 50002. And everyone's invited to the alumni party. It's the after party after the event at the Adair Community Center, immediately following the alumni banquet and meeting. So the banquet and meeting will be at the Adair Casey High School, the after party at the Adair Community Center. Get yourself signed up for that as well. We need to take a short break, and we will have more for you here on our program. I say we, I mean me. I'll have more for you here on the program right after this.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby. At Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
Hello, this is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Health System. Good nutrition is essential in meeting your overall health goals. Healthy eating can include any food in moderation and should include a variety of foods from all the food groups. As your clinical dietitian, I can help you use good nutrition to achieve your personal health goals. For an appointment, please call me at 712-243-3250.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
Well, a little more time left here on the program this weekend, so let's share some birthdays, shall we? We have some birthdays that have been submitted for us here. First, we have an 80th birthday celebration for Marlene J. Zimmerman. This Sunday, April 26th, they'll have an open house from 1 to 3 p.m. at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church Fellowship Hall in Griswold. That's hosted by her 9 children. That's the 80th birthday celebration for Marlene Zimmerman. This Sunday, April 26th, 1 to 3 p.m., at the Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church Fellowship Hall in Griswold. Now, if you can't make it, but you'd still like to send best wishes, you certainly can do that. Send them to Marlene Zimmerman at P.O. Box 477. That's Box 477, Griswold, Iowa, 51535. Happy birthday, Marlene. Hope you have a very good day with friends. Also, we have coming up this Sunday, Charles Anstey is having his 86th birthday party on Sunday, April 26th. They're going to have coffee and rolls to help celebrate at St. Timothy's Parish Hall in Reno. And that'll be following Mass. That'll be from 9 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. So again, happy 86th birthday to Charles Anstey. And that coffee and roll celebration at St. Timothy's Parish Hall in Reno from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. after Mass, this Sunday, April 26th. Charles, happy birthday. Hope you have a great day with the people that you care for so much. Also, we have a 90th birthday celebration wish going out to Bertha Pedersen. She's turning 90 this Monday, April 27th. And if you'd like to help celebrate, do it with a card. They're having a card shower. You can send your cards to Bertha Pedersen at the Heritage House, apartment 602, care of Bertha Pedersen, 1200 Brook Ridge Circle, Atlantic, Iowa, 50022. Bertha, congratulations on your birthday. 90th birthday coming up this Monday. Wish you the very best. Also, longtime Shelby resident Phyllis Robinson will be celebrating her 95th birthday coming up on April 29th. That's this coming Wednesday. Now, her family is going to be honoring her with an open house, which will be held on Saturday, May 2nd, from 3 until 5 p.m. in the Shelby Community Building. Now, if you can't make that, you'd like to send a card, you can also do that. You can send a card to Phyllis Robinson by sending it to room 252, Elmcrest Retirement Community, 2104, that's 2104 12th Street, in Harlan, Iowa, 51537. Again, happy 95th birthday to Phyllis Robinson, her birthday coming up on April 29th this week. Very good. In addition to her children, she has 16 grandchildren, 28 great-grandchildren, and 4 great-great-grandchildren. So happy 95th, Phyllis. Hope you have a great day. Also, at some of the area care facilities, we have some birthdays that they shared with us as well. At the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn, Dallas Hansen will be celebrating a birthday this week. Dallas celebrating on Tuesday the 28th, and also a couple of birthdays coming up on Thursday, April 30th at the Salem Lutheran Home. Robert Maxwell will be celebrating a birthday on Thursday, and also Bernice Muir will be celebrating a birthday at the Salem Lutheran Home this Thursday, April 30th. So for Dallas, Robert, and Bernice, happy birthday to all of you folks this week. And also at the, this would be at the Exira Care Center. We have some birthdays this week. We have on Wednesday, Vera Dennis will be celebrating a birthday. That's on the 29th on Wednesday. So happy birthday to Vera Dennis. And also on Thursday, a couple of birthdays at the Exira Care Center. Happy birthday to Audrey Twist. Audrey Twist celebrating a birthday on Thursday. And also on Thursday, Laverne Schmidt will be celebrating on Thursday, April 30th. Laverne Schmidt celebrating a birthday as well. So happy birthday to Vera, to Audrey, and to Laverne, all celebrating birthdays this week at the Exira Care Center. Make sure you swing by, wish them a happy birthday, and see if you can get a little sliver of cake as well while you're there. Wish those folks the very best. Before we let you go here this weekend, one more thing. I shared this with folks this past week, but you know, we get to the time of the year now where folks start to think about vacations. Maybe you've already planned them, but while you're gone having fun, what happens back home? You know, break-ins are some of the most common events in the country. When it comes to crimes, burglary is one of the most common. It's also one of the easiest to prevent if you just prepare. Somewhere in the United States, there's a burglary committed every 15 seconds. So some real easy tips. Number one, don't advertise you're gone. And you can do that in a lot of ways. Stay off social media. Don't be telling people, hey, here we are on the plane. Don't do that. But also you can use automatic timers and different types of things to make sure that it looks like you're still home even when you're not. Another tip would be to make it hard to break in. Look through your house. Are there ways that you can make your house a little tougher for thieves to get into it? Whether it's doors, windows, or what have you. Also, don't make it easy to hide. Shrubs, trees, all those things outside. If it's easy for folks to hide close by, then they can get in easier. Look for those. Think about maybe a home security alarm system of some sorts, those types of things. And one of the best tips to stay away from burglaries, get to know your neighbors. It's a good idea anyway, but neighbors tend to look out for one another when they like each other. So you can point out to your neighbors when you're going to be gone. They can keep an eye on things for you while you're gone. So maybe collect the mail, maybe come over and walk the dog. Do whatever needs to be done, but let them take care of some business for you. If you're going to be gone for any length of time at all, it's a lot safer that way. Protect yourself from break-ins here. Don't turn a great experience into a bad one when you get home. Well, that's all the time that we have for you here on our program this week. As always, do appreciate you spending some of your weekend here with us folks on the radio. This is Jim Field, and this has been your Nishna Valley.